She is one of the hardest working women in showbiz. My guest this evening on Around Cincinnati is singer, writer, guitarist, drummer, healing artist, and a third of the great vocal group Raison d'Etre. And for the next 6 weeks or so, sweetheart of the rodeo, Roberta Schultz. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Roberta, thank you for making time in your crazy schedule to visit us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Elaine.
Most people know you as a member of Raison d'Etre, offering some of the finest three-part harmony singing you're ever likely to hear, along with Vicki Ellis and Violet Ray Webster. How long has Raison d'Etre been performing in and around Cincinnati?
I'm thinking we're in our 26th year this year. It might be longer than that, but I think it's 26.
What's your background or training in music?
I had a minor in music from Morehead State University, vocal music, which I should have prefaced by saying I just wanted to study music and had never studied music and had always sung, so I decided that would be a great minor to go with my English major.
And you've been in bands in and around Cincinnati for the rest of your life, right?
Since I was a teenager.
So weekends through the middle of October, Raison d'Etre will be found performing at something called the Old West Festival. What is the Old West Festival, Roberta?
Well, I know the founders of it would not like me to describe it this way, but after I tell people what it is, they go, oh, you mean like the Renaissance Festival for cowboys? But it is Dodge City, Kansas, a replica of Dodge City, Kansas, constructed out near Williamsburg. On somebody's farm, they decided that would be really good use of their nice flat land. So they constructed Dodge City circa 1878. We have gunfights. We have sheriffs. We have youngins getting deputized in the morning. We have saloon shows. We have great horse shows and the champion ropers who often come in. And we've been out there for 10 years.
Is there any particular significance to choosing 1878 as the year?
I'm not really sure what the founder thought, but he thought that was the time Dodge City was really flourishing, and there was an awful lot of storyline around Dodge about that time. So the music we do, since we do period music out there, is usually before 1878 or circa 1878. Occasionally we do, because we do period music, swing cowboy music from the 1930s and 40s, because that's also period cowboy music.
You'll be singing at the gate. And also singing inside as the Golden Girls of the West.
Yeah.
So one of your themed shows. You have several themed shows within Raison d'Etre. Who writes these shows?
We just select songs from various time periods, and we put them together in a way that makes sense to us. And we have a show called Swing Canaries, which is vocal groups from the 1930s and 40s. We have a show called Sister Acts, which has nothing to do with Whoopi Goldberg. Or nuns, but is about sibling harmonies. And we've even added some brother acts to that, like the Everly Brothers, when Violet and I do that as a duo.
What kind of research do you do when you're putting these themed shows together?
I do a whole lot of reading about when these songs would have been sung. For the Old West in particular, I went back and just looked at all the songs that were supposed to be from that time period. And what I found when searching through several musical sources is that they considered that to be a dead period in music, that it was often songs that were brought over from Europe that were folk songs like Bury Me in the Deep Blue Sea, which became Oh, Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie, that a lot of the tunes were borrowed from older folk songs, but then became the songs the cowboys took with them out west. I don't find it a dead period at all. I find it a very creative time period where people took the tunes they knew from where they came from and brought them to where they were going.
Do the festival producers have input as to what material they want you to perform there?
They have never asked us or told us not to do any particular tunes, but they do encourage us to do as many period cowboy songs as we possibly can. And they love it that we do some of the Hollywood cowgirl songs from the 1940s because people do remember those from their favorite movies.
It's the Old West Festival. Tell us exactly where it's located.
Well, if you go out Route 32, almost to Williamsburg or just a little past, you'll see it. All the signs that are pointing to turn, and there are billboards, but you know we're right out there between Williamsburg and Brown County, so it's right in the middle, and you can see it from the highway.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine, yeah. All the shows can be brought indoors. There are many, many venues that are indoors, like we have a Long Branch Saloon. That has a saloon show, and that is also where the trick roper, the champion, does his stuff.
Let's do some of the FAQs. Kids invited?
kids are very much invited at 10 o'clock in the morning. As soon as they open, they can be deputized at the Long Branch. There are many, many activities for kids. There's a covered wagon ride. There are pony rides. There are all kinds of Old West games that the children can play. And they really, really enjoy the Trick Roper and the magic show.
Pets allowed?
Pets are not allowed unless they are guide dogs.
Mm-hmm. Food and drink available on site?
Plenty of vendors, lots of barbecue, good food.
I see that comedy and stunt gunfights happen.
Yeah, we have gunfights almost on the hour. They're not quite all on the hour, but a couple times a day, there are some really nice stage gunfights. And this year, we've got some people who are actually choreographing them who are theater choreographers. So they should be pretty good this year. They've always been great.
Ever get any grief about that?
About the guns? Most people coming there really expect it, but I think sometimes they don't expect how loud they're going to be. But the only grief I've ever heard is once in a while people putting their hands to ears.
Why do you think it's important to recreate the past?
I think if we don't know where we came from, we sure as heck don't know where we're going.
Well put. How did you get involved with the Old West Festival?
That was kind of by way of the Appalachian Festival. Raison d'etre had always had a booth at the Appalachian Festival where we sang our music. And once in a while we had a stage performance, although we're really not an Appalachian act. We're more of a folk music act. And the founders of the festival had taken the list of vendors from the Appalachian Festival and had invited us to be vendors. And I said, well, we just kind of sit in our booth and sing. And then the founder said, oh, well, we need music. So do you think you could learn some authentic cowboy tunes by next fall? And I said, yeah, we can do that.
And I'm guessing you appear in costume.
We do appear in costume.
Do people come to the festival in costume?
They do. Most weeks people come in costume. And then Halloween week, we encourage people to come in costume because there are contests.
When you're not busy recreating Dodge City, you do some solo shows. And you're very involved in Creative Aging Cincinnati and the Alzheimer's Center, also the Kentucky Arts Council. And you're a drum circle facilitator. What's a drum circle?
A drum circle is where people make music, but the aim is not so much making music as it is being in community and enjoying others and collaborating with others. And I was trained in 2009 to be a health rhythms facilitator by the founders of that program, Dr. Barry Bittman and Christine Stevens. He's a neurologist and she's a music therapist, and they got their heads together and created this protocol of drum steps for running a drum circle that make people feel better.
What's next for Raison d'etre after the Old West Fest?
I think we might be taking a little break. Most likely there will be some holiday music shortly on the heels of the Old West Festival.
Another themed show, perhaps?
Right. We call that Christmas Bells.
Well, my guest has been Roberta Schultz, who you will hear from time to time on this side of the microphone, doing interviews and reviews for Around Cincinnati, singing all over Cincinnati and beyond for the next several weekends, singing with your cowgirl friends. Who else is in the band with you again?
My sister, Violet Ray Webster, and Vicki Ellis, our longtime friend.
Been together for a long time. It's the Old West Festival, opening on Saturday, September the 9th, running Saturdays and Sunday through the middle of October. Is that correct, Roberta?
That's correct, until October 15th.
You can learn how to get more information on the festival and Roberta's group, Raison d'etre, through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?